Still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94, low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit-or-miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after shooting in Montgomery last night. Police say this happened near Happiness Avenue just before 7 o'clock. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with serious injuries. A man is in the hospital after his car was hit by a train in Coosada. Police say this happened around 7:30 last night at the intersection of Coosada Parkway and Pecan Grove Road. When authorities got to the scene, they found an elderly man lying unconscious in the road. No word on his condition today. And a $20 million renovation plan is in the works for Garrett Coliseum. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the city and county are working to take the Coliseum over from the state. Some of the upgrades would include adding AC to the arena and upgrades to seating and technology. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Florida is being warned. The latest prediction, Dorian could be a powerful hurricane by the time it nears Florida's east coast this holiday weekend.
Prosecutors say High Point University student Paul Stieber wanted to carry out America's next mass shooting, but that campus security guards foiled the alleged plot.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs now investigating 11 suspicious deaths at a medical center in West Virginia. At least one death has now been ruled a homicide.
Some mosquitoes from the Midwest to the east coast are carrying a virus that can kill people in days.
A top Lowe's executive is apologizing after saying a power drill was perfect for, quote, Hispanic pros with smaller hands.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg is back on dry land after 15 days at sea.
All this is very overwhelming.
The 16-year-old Swedish student set sail from England August 14th, taking a boat, she said, because flying is terrible for the planet.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer to give him a big thumbs up. Also, today, on Saturday, you have Fresh Market is doing ribs from 10 to 2. That's game day rib cooking. $14.99. You know how good they are. I would suggest if you're going to do several for an event at your house, you get there early, you buy them and tell them you're going to come back and pick them up at a certain time. Then on Labor Day, Monday, 10 to 2 also, and go and have a great Labor Day with those wonderful ribs. Then Sweet Creek Farm Market has got their Boston Butt. Normally $35, on sale for $25. $25 is huge, huge. The really big is going to feed a whole bunch of people. You'll have plenty left over, but you have to call 280-FARM, 280-FARM, and get your order in and tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. I think you'll really, really, really like it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you, my friend? You ready for the weekend?
I'm ready. Well, I'm getting ready.
There you go.
You know, trying to get everything together here. Ribs, you say?
I'm sorry?
Boston
Butt at Sweet Creek Farm Market, normally $35 for $25. I've never seen them on sale that low.
Sounds like a pretty good option to me.
Let me tell you something. Unless you want to, he cooks them for 20 hours. So that's 20. Just think of that. You're saving, it's costing you $1 an hour for what you're saving.
I like that a lot. Hey, look, I wonder on this Comey business here now.
Yeah.
So instead of him going out and holding the press conference like McCabe suggested he could have, and he goes ahead and leaks these documents, I wonder if by leaking the documents that triggered more impetus or gave more impetus for an investigation than just him going out and holding the press conference. Would that, do you think, have happened that way? Or,
well, I think what he wanted was the special counsel, and I think that was the plan all along. And I think it was to try to protect themselves, because if you had a special counsel, then they were shielded for a while the special counsel was happening. If they found something, get rid of Trump, impeach him, and then they don't have to worry. But they didn't find anything, so now they're worried.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, Would him leaking documents kind of give more insurance to the DOJ starting the investigation, as opposed to him just having, you know, a sidewalk news conference? You know, would that news conference have insured the DOJ would go ahead and have that special counsel? That's what I'm thinking. It might have been in his mind. Look, I can't leave it to chance. I want the DOJ to have a special counsel, and leaking these documents would be, you know, add more substance to the idea that they need to have one rather than me just talking about it.
It's kind of a sneaky way. I see where you're coming with that.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to think, well, you know, maybe that's the reason that he did it like that.
Well, I think he did it because he was trying to cover his ass or butt. Sometimes on his butt.
There's a lot of that going on now, too. But this is not the end.
Oh, no. This is the beginning. This is the IG looking at James Comey strictly on the documents he was handling. We're not even into FISA yet.
Right, so some more mud on Comey. I told you last time that I thought they were just trying to muddy him up real good, expose some of the wrongdoings that he had before they really get to the meat of the situation here.
Yeah, they're setting the predicate of that James Comey is not this Boy Scout that you think he is.
Right. And, when is the rest of the IG report supposed to come out? Do you know?
Don't know when it's supposed to come out, but I'm hoping it's going to come out soon. This was widely talked about last night, and sure enough, it all happened today. And now they're talking about the other stuff happening next week.
Okay. Well, moving along rapidly then, I hope, now finally. Tell me just one more time about these ribs here. When can I get some of them? When do they have them ready?
You're talking about Fresh Market?
Yeah.
They'll be Saturday from 10 to 2, Monday from 10 to 2, but I would go by early buy them and then come back and pick them up, or buy them and pick them up then. They stay really warm wrapped up in the aluminum foil.
Right, and I have a suspicion that some of them aren't going to make it back to the house when I pick them up.
You think so? So there'll be some guy sitting on the side of the road eating ribs who listens to the radio?
No, I'm not sitting on the side of the road, just driving down the road with a rib in his hand.
I like that.
All right, man. Well, look, y'all have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Appreciate you, Papa B. You have a wonderful weekend. Yeah, guys, if you want to get in on the weekly farm work, you have to go 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Tell me you're a Dan Marshall listener. Boston Butt, $35 normally. For $25, it ends today. You have to have your order in today. Okay, Joey's going to read a little section of the IG report, a little bit further down than what Catherine Harris was talking about.
All right. All of the FBI witnesses told, and make sure I'm at the right point, and for some
reason.
Section P. Okay. Yes. P. FBI retrieval of memos from Comey's attorneys. All of the FBI witnesses told the OIG, Office of the Inspector General, that the FBI first learned that Comey had shared at least one of the memos with someone outside the FBI during Comey's June 8, 2017 congressional testimony. Strzok told the OIG he was watching Comey's testimony with several people, including Baker and Rybicki, and that when Comey stated he gave a memo to a friend, everybody in the room knew, oh, that's Richmond.
Okay, now, so that's Rybicki and Baker. Baker is the legal counsel, and Rybicki is the chief of staff.
Right, and this is all according to Peter Strzok.
And Peter Strzok is saying this. Ah, okay.
Baker told the OIG he remembered, quote, literally running down the hallway to his office with Strzok, finding Richmond's telephone number and getting Richmond on the phone right away. Baker, who knew Richmond, said he introduced Strzok and then left the call to watch the remainder of Comey's testimony. Strzok told the OIG that he asked Richmond to, quote, please preserve, unquote, anything that Comey had given him. Strzok told the OIG that either during this call or a subsequent one, he told Richmond that what he received might contain classified information. Strzok said that sometime after the initial call with Richmond, he learned that David Kelly and Patrick Fitzgerald might also have copies of some of the memos.
Two attorneys.
Strzok's handwritten notes of his conversations with Richmond established that by no later than June 9th, 2017, Strzok knew that all three of Comey's attorneys had electronic copies of four memos. Richmond told the OIG
Now, remember, there are six memos, but they're only talking about four memos.
Right. Richmond told the OIG, the guy who has the memos, that he remembered the initial telephone call with Baker and Strzok, but did not have an, quote-unquote, extensive recollection of what was said.
Ooh.
He said the conversation went along the lines of, would you give us the memo? Yes, I'll be happy to. Richmond told the OIG that even though Comey did not reference the other memos in his congressional testimony, at some point during this call or a follow-up call soon after, Richmond volunteered to the Bureau that if you're collecting the one, you should get the other three.
Let me hold you here. So Peter Strzok calls Richmond and says what he said to him is preserve the memos. Richmond didn't really remember the conversation and what happened. Now, knowing what we know about Peter Strzok, do you think that that's what Peter Strzok's conversation was to Richmond? Or do you think it was, hide the damn memos?
Yeah, I don't know.
Burn them.
But he said, oh, if you're one the one, you should get all three memos that Richmond had received from Comey. Richmond recalled that at some point during these conversations, he also told the FBI that Fitzgerald and Kelly had copies of the same memos. Richmond told the OIG that there was no indication on the memos he received, quote, that there was anything classified on them, end quote. Richmond said that after the initial conversation was Strzok, he had multiple conversations with members of the FBI about the mechanics and logistical complexities of retrieving the memos from his computer.
Huh?
One of those telephone...
Logistics and mechanical...
Logistical... Mechanics and logistical complexities.
Like hitting the word print? or send? Now, this is a Columbia professor who is doing specialty work for free for Comey. For free. He's not being paid. And Comey, this is the one guy that Comey decides he's going to send the memo to, and this guy's going to go take it to New York Times. And he cannot figure out how to print or send a copy of a memo?
Yeah, but I mean, some of these professors, Dan, are so absent-minded they need automated flushing toilets because they don't know how to work a handle.
What they need is an 8-year-old to show them how to do it. Keep going, my friend.
One of those telephone calls was with Priestap and the unit chief on June 12, 2017, talking again about the mechanics and logistical complexities of retrieving the memos from his computer. The unit chief told the OIG that by that point, the FBI leaders were probably thinking of the situation as a quote-unquote spill of classified information. But because of the sensitivity of the memos, they did not involve the FBI's security division. The unit chief said that she also learned from Richmond during that call that Comey had shared 4 memos with each of his 3 attorneys, Richmond, Fitzgerald, and Kelly. Priestap told the OIG that Richmond was courteous, cooperative, and willing to give the FBI whatever he had. Priestap also said,
if he could get out of his computer.
Right, all these, you know, logistical complexities and the mechanics. But that
sounds like the computer's going to have eaten my homework. Mm-hmm.
Priestap also said that by this time, the classification review of the memos had been completed, at least from his end, and that he was concerned that there could be classified information contained in what Richmond received from Comey. FBI witnesses told the OIG that the FBI's plan was, quote, to have agents go retrieve a mirror copy of the hard drive and then return it to Mr. Richmond with the classified information removed. On June the 13th, 2017, FBI agents went to Richmond's home in New York to remove his desktop computer. On June 22nd, 2017, essentially a week later, FBI agents returned the desktop computer to Richmond at his home in New York after taking steps to permanently remove the memos from it.
So they could figure it out then.
Right. Okay. While at Richmond's residence on June 22nd, 2017, the FBI agents also assisted Richmond in deleting the text message with the photographs of Memo 4 from his cell phone. So wait, he didn't know how to... It sounds like if Memo 4 was a photograph on his cell phone, I presume the other memos were photographs sent to his cell phone, which he then sent to his computer. So you don't know how to store and save photographs?
Well, think about it. So Comey actually texted him the memo, is what he did. He took a picture of it and texted it to him.
Oh, no. I was trying to download it as a JPEG. it needs to be a PNG.
I mean, this is amazing.
This is
so intentional. This is so premeditated. This is so planned.
The FBI also took steps, although not until several months later, to delete the memos from Fitzgerald's and Kelly's computer accounts. In response to an October 31st, 2017 request from the FBI, Fitzgerald voluntarily and promptly provided the FBI with addresses and identifying information for all of the email accounts belonging to Fitzgerald, Richmond, and Kelly, to which copies of memos 2, 4, 6, and 7 had been sent. Between November 20th, 2017...
No, we were at 4 memos, now we're at 7 memos.
Yeah, well, and, I mean, is that an exhaustive list?
Are these
list?
Rabbit memos? Are they just kind of multiplying?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was wondering, like, is Jesus...
No, stop that!
Is he giving a sermon somewhere? Like, between November 20th, 2017 and January 16th, 2018, FBI agents met with the individuals and IT professionals associated with these accounts and confirmed that the emails and copies of the memos were deleted from the computer systems that had received them.
Okay, let's go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in margarites, We can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it, or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Like 272-9228, that's where we are.
Oh, rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic.
You know, so many good things for Dan Morris Show listeners. It pays to be a listener to the Dan Morris Show, by the way. Dan Black still has 50% off today, tomorrow, and then after that, that's it. 50% off Beta VHS 8mm exchanges over to digital. Take advantage of this, folks, today and tomorrow. That's it. Give them a call at 334-279-6036. 50% off. You must tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Dan Black's a great guy. I've known him for decades and decades and decades. I tell you, there's a guy who I went to school with. We were in third grade together at Cloverdale. And he was walking in, I was walking out. Trebo Reed, you know, we're friends. We had a whole group of people that we kind of ran together and said, and it was right down from where the principal's office was, and said, boy, you and I have been through this door many a time. I said, yeah, let's go in and be with the principal. And we're only in third grade. We were bad boys in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a teacher that did not tolerate anything. If you looked at her wrong, you had a problem. But that was kind of fun to see Trebo. Haven't seen him in a long time. Okay, now let's go to lawmakers' response and Senator Kennedy talking in America's Newsroom about the IG report.
We're beginning to get lawmaker response. If everybody with us can stand by, Andy McCarthy, Bob Bianchi, Catherine Herridge, of course, digging through the report. Lawmaker response is coming in. Jim Jordan has just issued a statement saying today's report is a disappointing reminder that the former FBI director put partisanship and personal ambition over patriotism and his legal obligations to the American people, he writes, by leaking his confidential communications with the president in an attempt to save face in the wake of his hiring. He believed he was above the rules of the DOJ. His actions were disgraceful, he says, and part of a wider effort within the Obama Justice Department to undermine President Trump, he writes. I'm grateful that the Inspector General brought these issues to light and look forward to his and Mr. Durham's findings related to abuses of the FBI, the FISA process. As we await that, Senator John Kennedy is now joining us. Senator Kennedy, appreciate your time. Can you jump on what we are hearing here from the Inspector General report and what you've heard so far, your reaction?
Sandra, power does not change you. It unmasks you. I believe for a long time, and this report confirms it, Mr. Comey is a meathead. He's a political hack. He hurt the FBI badly. Do FBI agents and FBI directors have political beliefs? Sure they do, but they're not supposed to act on them. The FBI should not be a political body. And Mr. Comey acted like a political operative while he was FBI director and every day since. And it's just sleazy. And I think Chris Wray has a lot of work to do to regain the confidence of the American people for the FBI.
So when FBI future directors and agents come before you in the Senate or before the House of Representatives, you're going to be looking at them with a raised eyebrow? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you have to now. And look, 99% of the men and women of the FBI, are all of whom have personal beliefs, are just professionals. But more important than Congress's reaction, I don't want Americans, if an FBI agent knocks on their door, to have to be worried about, well, is he a Democrat or a Republican? He's an FBI agent. His politics is not supposed to matter. And Mr. Comey, and I believe this before the report came out, but now it's confirmed. I mean, he just cheapened the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history. He ought to hide his head in the bag.
Well,
it's just not right.
He's responding, Senator, and he tweeted out immediately upon the release of this report a portion of the IG's finding, no evidence, he puts in quotations, that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to members of the media. He then wrote, I don't need a public apology from those who defame me, but a quick message with a sorry we lied about you would be nice. That is his response. He has also tweeted this, and to all those who have spent 2 years talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who gave you bad info for so long, including the president. Mm-hmm. By the way, we just got word from the White House. There's no reaction, no official statement from the White House yet. Obviously, we do expect one shortly. But Senator Kennedy, the Department of Justice, in its release of this report, put out a statement. At the end of it, it concludes this. Upon completing the investigation, the OIG provided its factual findings to the Justice Department for a prosecutorial decision regarding Comey's conduct, as required by the Inspector General Act. After reviewing the matter, the DOJ declined prosecution. So that is obviously directly what James Comey is responding to.
Well, just because it's not criminal, in the opinion of the Department of Justice, doesn't mean it's not sleazy. Now, in terms of Mr. Comey's response, I think it's pretty apparent to the American people at this juncture that Mr. Comey is not exactly Mensa material. He never should have been appointed head of the FBI. And his problem is that he's often wrong, but he's never in doubt. And this is just one more example.
Mensa being a genius status. I love Kennedy. He's a meathead.
James Comey is a meathead. I got to find
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're going to isolate that. We'll definitely isolate that. That was great. I may do that during the break. News Talk 93.1 FM. Demo Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I've been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlue and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlue is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlue. I certainly was.
Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online, myblue.com.
Get to Kohl's for our biggest jean sale with 40 to 50% off select styles for the family. Plus, all Levi's on sale. Plus, take $10 off your $25 purchase. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. Labor Day weekend at Kohl's.
Select styles, 10 off 25 offer valid August 29th through September 2nd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former FBI Director James Comey will not face prosecution, but is found to have violated Justice Department policy in a report by the DOJ's Inspector General.
IG Michael Horowitz says Comey broke the rules when he stored memos in a safe in his home, leaking one of them to the New York Times. Comey responded on Twitter, writing, "To all those who spent 2 years talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who give you bad info for so long, including the president."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. The Trump administration's issued a warning against marijuana use by adolescents and pregnant women.
Between 2002 and 2017, marijuana use among pregnant women doubled.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says marijuana is also a lot stronger than it used to be. The sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein is officially now dismissed by a judge in New York because of Epstein's death and federal custody ruled a suicide. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a rare summer break for a couple of days with lower humidity. Today, sunshine. You'll feel the difference with a high temperature up to about 91. Tonight, comfortably cool for an August night. We were in the 60s last night. We'll do it again tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, more sun, still dry, tolerable humidity, high around 94. Low tomorrow night, 69. Then over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, the humidity is back, and so are those random hit or miss storms. Plus, we'll be keeping a close eye on the future path of Dorian, the storm that'll be heading towards Florida. Where does it go after that? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Did you segment it?
When I was young, yes. It seemed that life was so you mean wonderful. This one right here? Like, we can do the longer version here.
I believe for a long time, and this report confirms it, Mr. Comey is a meathead.
And if you missed that last part, folks.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
That's the one. That is the one. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dale. Dale, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys. Yeah,
disappointed about the Comey announcement, but not surprised. But I tell you what, when it comes down and they get to McCabe, there's just no way they can call this violation of policy when it gets to him. No way whatsoever. But again, if they find some way to wrestle out of that and do it, I don't know.
Well, remember, this is only about the memos that he took and he had in a safe at his house. That's all this is about, and him sharing the information. This isn't about FISA. This isn't about anything else. I think Comey made a tactical error by praising the IG and talking about that he did a thorough investigation and he was very purposeful about it. Is he going to say the same thing when it gets down to the FISA warrant?
Hey, let's talk about something more important right now.
Yeah.
The Boston Butts.
Yes,
the
sir.
Fresh Market.
No, it's a Sweet Creek Farm Market. Hang on. It's Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, is it Sweet Creek?
Correct.
That's where the Boston Butts are.
Right, 280 okay. Farm.
Okay, down at Sweet Creek.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, how far in advance do I need to order?
You have until today to order. I think you can pick it up tomorrow. But if you order today, you'll certainly be able to get it on Saturday.
Okay. I was listening to you, and I thought it was like one of your other sponsors there. And but it's Sweet Creek. Got it. Okay.
280 Farm.
Pardon?
280 Farm.
280 Farm, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. I'm getting ready to order one.
Good luck, Dale. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan.
Mike, how are you?
I just fine, sir. I'd just like to say that the fact that they failed to prosecute doesn't mean that he didn't commit a crime.
Exactly.
I like what the Louisiana senator was saying. He committed a crime. He just got lucky, like Hillary. They decided not to prosecute because they didn't know whether they'd get a conviction probably down the line in court or not.
Yeah, I think what they're doing... Go ahead.
As far as him coming out the next day and making the comment he did...
It's the day of. It's all right.
He ought to be thankful that they decided not to prosecute.
Yeah, he's not. And we learned from Catherine Harris, he got a preview of the report, so he knew what was in it. And what he did is he came out, and then minutes later, he responded to it. But again, guys, think of it in this direction. He's only talking about the memos. That is it, in the releasing of the memos. And I think what they're doing is they're setting up a predicate that James Comey mishandles things. And when it gets into the FISA warrant, I think it's going to be, that's going to be the biggie for Comey.
Well, I hope so. I hope everything changes when the LFR comes out.
Me too. Mike, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you, Dan, for letting me vent my feelings.
Absolutely. Vent your spleen, as they say. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I am good because it's TGIF Eve. I'm excited about football this weekend.
You have got that right. I'm ready to see those Tigers roar.
How do you think they're going to do against Oregon?
I think it's going to be a shutout.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a shutout. I don't think Oregon scores. Or if Oregon does score, it's going to be a lucky Hail Mary or something like that, where they catch them off guard with all third and fourth strings in the fourth quarter.
They have got an awesome quarterback now, so be careful.
We've probably got the best defense in the country, in my opinion.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are sleeping on Bo Nix, Auburn's quarterback. This kid, he's going to be good.
He's good. I watched him. He's like really good. But what I call to say is, with, you know, you were right that, you know, they're just talking about the memo with Comey.
Right.
But what I hope that this does is I hope that this wakes people up and makes them realize how important it is for them to get out and to vote the right person in and to vote the wrong person out and to start understanding that, you know, we can't just keep leaving it up to everybody else to fix a problem that's affecting the whole country.
There you go.
They don't realize, they don't, you know, even though that man is up and they say, well, what he does doesn't affect me, they don't understand. Every time somebody gets off with a crime like that higher up, that's got power and money or whatever you want to call it, they don't understand, you know, poop rolls downhill. And eventually, we start to get into corruption, into lower class people. Well, they're getting away with it here, so we'll do it here. You know, and it happens.
I appreciate you keeping that line clean for us.
Yes, sir. I try to anyway. But and that's how it works. And they don't. And it's like sometimes voters don't realize that they don't understand how important that one vote is, even if it's just for a House seat in your county. That vote is important. Get out and vote every time, every way.
There you go. It's important in a mayor's election. It's important in the presidential election.
It should never have got to the point to where it's seen as we work for the government, where it should have always been the government works for us. They are there for us. They are there to hold the policies that we want. And when they start to make us feel like that, when they start to make us feel like we're being ruled or governed full time by them and that we don't have a say so, that's when it's time to put new people in.
Amen. I like that.
I'm all for term limits. But anyway, Dan, hey, I love yours and Joey's show, and I listen every day. I don't think I've ever missed your show since I started listening like 3 years ago.
Well, but John, I really appreciate that.
I do too. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep me well informed. And y'all have a great day, man. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, John. You have a great day.
By the way,
good luck with your
I said War Eagle.
Good luck with your Tigers.
All right, man.
I'm going to be watching that game for sure. It's going to be a great game. But so you think the quarterback, Auburn quarterback next, yeah, is pretty good? Huh?
I was watching a
freshman,
a film. Perfect. Yeah, I was watching film breakdown of it last night. Yeah, I'm torn because I really am excited for this wrestling pay per view on Saturday night too. Been waiting for months for it. But so I guess I'll have to flip back and forth, or maybe just save it for later. Anyway. I was watching.
That's what the DVR is for.
Yeah, film of Nick's at the A-Day game. This guy was breaking it down. He's not quite, obviously, he's not Cam Newton. He's not quite as fast as Marshall, but he is mobile. And he's, they claim, very good at making the reads. And he will keep the defense true. And when Malzahn can have that veer option, and you have
to take
that quarterback seriously, and if Nix can prove himself a good downfield thrower, make those tough throws, the best of Stidham and Marshall, that makes that offense really hum. And so we'll see.
Well, ESPN, which did kind of I love the preview stuff that ESPN does, and they did kind of a look at Auburn, and they did talk about the fact that this guy can bring the run in, not like Cam Newton did.
No, nobody.
But he certainly brings that dynamic, that depth to it, and that's where Auburn does the best.
Yeah, all you need is to keep the defense honest that the quarterback is a run threat.
Yeah.
And it opens up that offense greatly.
So, I don't know. This will be interesting to see. I will be watching for my steak and wine portion of my dinner that night.
And in case folks have forgotten, since we got, you know, off the path there, just a reminder.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, what a great guy. Okay, 272-9228, a reminder that Sweet Creek Farm Market has got Boston Butt normally $35 for $25 for Dan Marsh Show listeners, but you have to call 280-FARM and get that order in. It has to be in today. Saturday and Monday is Fresh Market is doing ribs for $14.99, 10 to 2 o'clock. I would get your order in early, by the way. I'd get it in early so you can make sure you're not going to be shot at the... I mean, last time we did this, people were ordering 5, 6, and 7. And once he runs out for that day, he's done. But I would get there early. I'd buy them and tell them I'm going to come back at a certain time and pick them up and get them all done and get them ready. Then take them back to your guests and enjoy like crazy. Okay, let's see. Well, there's some stuff we didn't get to. How about this? Congresswoman Omar? Mm-hmm. She's in trouble.
Uh-oh, what did she do?
Federal Election Commission complaint filed against Representative Omar.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar may be in some trouble after a watchdog group filed an FEC complaint alleging that she used campaign funds for personal use. David Spunt has the details tonight from Washington. David.
This is the complaint that was actually filed earlier today. The Minneapolis-based congresswoman accused of having an affair with a married political consultant based right here in Washington. Congresswoman Omar also married, and the wife of the political consultant came forward alleging the affair. Now, the woman came forward this week alleging that her husband, Tim Minette, you see him right there, the man who worked on Omar's 2018 campaign, was having an affair with the congresswoman. The National Legal and Policy Center, a conservative-leaning nonprofit government watchdog, filed a formal complaint about Omar with the Federal Election Commission just this morning, arguing that she violated a 1971 law. I took a look at that complaint today. The group alleges that Omar's campaign paid Minette's company, East Street Group, thousands of dollars to cover travel expenses. Now, according to the filing, Ilhan for Congress paid the group north of $21,000 for travel from April to June of this year. Those expenses were not itemized in the proper way. Now, we got a response from counsel that apparently is representing both East Street and Omar's campaign. I want to read part of it. Quote, any accusation made that our clients acted to skirt the law in any way is absolutely false and completely unfounded. The complaint is nothing more than blustering to attempt to create the appearance of legal jeopardy when there is none. The parties have at all times complied with federal campaign finance law. FEC rules do not allow candidates or sitting members of Congress to use campaign funds to pay for personal travel. If they do, personal funds must be used to reimburse the campaign.
Okay, so in note of that, so if she was paying, her campaign was paying to have him flown to different areas, then that would be for her personal gain, and she and or he would have to reimburse. Difficulty is that Omar and this other guy are married, but not to each other.
Oh my.
I know, that didn't pan out very well in the old, I wonder what the Muslim
seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, I brought this up with Greg yesterday. There are certain, especially in, you know, the hardliners in different parts of the Middle East and Africa, will literally stone you to death. No joke.
Well, she's very big on keeping the order with her headdress, right, and things like that.
But you have to wonder, like the Saudi royal family, some of these like financiers who look Western for all intents and purposes. How many of these guys you think are sleeping around?
You know? Oh, let me tell you something. When in Cairo, mm-hmm, you go to the casino downstairs at the Hilton, it is packed with people from Saudi Arabia, and women are not wearing their Habib type thing. They're wearing these, you know, incredible gowns, and yeah, you know what they look like.
Yeah,
Soulja Boy, hang on for me. Damn our show. We're going to be back with you right after this.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. See, Joey, Florida was clairvoyant in the fact that they knew a hurricane was coming this weekend, so they did the game last weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's pretty smart. So Miami and Florida would have been, you know, taken in. That one year, remember, that happened to them.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane came in, they couldn't play the game, so they had to do a repeat. I think it was LSU, wasn't it? Let's go to Soulja Boy, speaking of Florida. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Hey, I got a theme song for Omar.
What's that?
I was a rolling stone. Wherever she cheated on her man, that's where the stones are going to end up.
Ooh!
I wonder if the Muslim Brotherhood is happy about that. They're hardcore.
They are hardcore. I'm not sure if that she meets the standard for that.
Well, she tries to pretend that she's hardcore and everything.
She does.
I think this is going to be a big deal because let me get this right. She was married and he was married. And they were having an affair.
Right.
And she happened to be collecting money from her for some business.
Well, she was a campaign person for him when she ran. But then this carried on after she became a member of Congress. And interestingly enough, she's getting a divorce and he's getting a divorce.
Oh, my. And in the famous words of who's that, the guy on Star Trek? Oh, my.
the doctor.
No. That was what do you call it? The character Sulu.
Oh, Sulu. Okay.
Yeah, Sulu was that was his character. So I remember when I was in Saudi Arabia, we did some shopping,
mm-hmm.
and they had this little area that called it Chop Square, and they had public hand choppings and feet and everything else, depending on what your crime was. But it was outlawed when we got there, about 6 months before we got there, from American citizens. But if you try to steal a TV, they'd take one hand off. And I asked this one guy, I said, he's already got one hand missing. He goes, yeah, he went and tried to steal another TV one-handed. Now he's going to have two stubs. And they take you to the hospital, straight to the hospital. I mean, they're humane after they cut it off.
Wow.
Yeah,
so where were you, Riyadh?
Riyadh, yeah. Yes. Yep. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And you know, it's ironic, too. These ladies, the apocalypse horse women, are all supposed to be for pro-women. And, you know, but here, you're not hearing anything on the local news, on the national news other than Fox about this.
Were you talking about the Arabian women?
No, about her cheating, Omar cheating.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what, she's a rock star to those folks. Same thing with AOC. She did kind of a nutty thing also, but, they're rock stars to the lib media. And so they're not going to say anything bad, and listen to the way the news does it tonight that watches that IG exonerated James Comey.
Goodness. Well, it just seems that it's always two-sided because they're always, we're pro-women, and here she is cheating and breaking up another marriage of another woman.
Yep.
So I guess it's only different when she's playing the game.
Well, hey, you're not saying that there's a double set of standards, are you?
No. No, what I'm saying is she is the one that's always pro women, like kind of like Hillary when she used to say that she was, you know, pro-women, supporting them and everything. But here she turns around, and what she's doing to another woman, oh, that's okay. It's different when she does it. But if anybody else does it, they're anti-women. Does that make sense?
That, I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. So I just, it's just amazing how you hear one thing. Let me ask you, is AO, was it AOC?
Correct.
Cortez?
AOC.
Is she married?
No.
Well, I just think there's a man
out
there.
Do you marry her?
No, I think that whoever that male is not a man, and if he is, he needs to turn in his man card, because I could not put up with that. there's no way she, I mean, I can't wait to see who she's dating. She's got to be dating somebody.
I would think she'd be a pretty hot item.
To a left progressive?
Yeah, well, there's a left progressive bar scene in Washington, D.C., just like there's a conservative bar scene in Washington, D.C.
Well, I know one thing. Well, there's two front teeth on her. I think she's ready for the Kentucky Derby next year.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
I went there, didn't I?
You did. Don't do that.
I know.
We're not into personal insults.
That's right. I'm sorry. I just call it like I see it. I'm like Donald
Except
Trump.
Except for Senator Kennedy saying this.
You caught me off guard, Dan.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
All right, gentlemen. Well, you have a great day.
You have a great weekend and have a great Labor Day.
You too.
Peace. News 93.1 FM. We don't have enough time to do the AOC thing because it's fairly long.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, it's just the squad isn't doing so well these days. They're just, you know.
Well, and the incredible thing is some of the things that they say just didn't make sense. And particularly about how they're talking about Donald Trump and things Donald Trump is doing. And they were talking about, what was it? Donald Trump said the coasts are to blame here for the liberalization of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so the squad kind of stepped up and said, what you're really talking about is us, aren't you? Well, Minnesota's not on the coast.
No.
Michigan is on Lake Superior, but that's not the coast.
How is that
he's talking about New York and he's talking about California.
Yeah, how's that even a controversial statement? That's true. Most of your progressive pockets are
on the coast.
But
they took it personally that they were attacking them because they want to be attacked by them. But the fact that they don't realize that they're not on the coast where they live. Pennsylvania's not on the coast. Well, a portion of it is.
Philadelphia. I guess the person closest to the coast would be AOC in the Bronx or whatever.
Yeah, she is on the coast.
Yeah.
I know. It drives me crazy. But does the media correct them? No. News 93.1, reminder, Brubaker Motors is a better buy at Brubaker, Prattville, and Eastern Bypass location. Come by and see Dick Brubaker. Don Ricker, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Going to be back. Final hour after our top of the hour break.